I can't find a pilot one of these ones. Excuse me, Mum.
Yes.
This is my truck. Ow! Just fell off and bumped my
butt. Oh dear, in the mum, isn't it?
Mum, this is my truck.
Is it? That's a long truck.
That's fine. I've got pipes because I'm a builder.
Oh yeah.
I just need to...
No, don't go back through there now, Thomas, no.
Okay, I'll tell him.
What do you want?
Tell him, and then...
What?
I like it when he's naughty.
Pardon?
I like it when Dad's not so cheeky.
Dad's not so cheeky. What did you want through there?
I just wanted to have mine thing.
What other thing?
The other. All the other.
No, tell me what it is.
The other.
You've forgotten about it? Or you'll forget about it. You will forget about it. Okay. Right, it's not very warm in here, is it? And please don't bang too many things down because the sand on the floor. Okay?
Don't move. If there's something here, Blair's with a Lego.
You're playing with Lego, aren't you?
Of course, Dad, you can see that.
What have you got? Your Lego fire engine?
It's not a fire engine. These are, you know, underneath the real ground.
Yes.
Those are those pipes underneath them.
Yes, under the real ground. Those pipes that carry things like gas, water, electricity cables, telephone wires.
Mine carry water.
Right, your pipe's clean water.
Well, it is really a hose.
A hose pipe, yes. Well, you're playing with Lego, aren't you? And what is normally a fire engine, you've converted, and you've put the train carriages onto the back. And what is usually a hose pipe from the fire engine, you'll be sending as an underground pipe, aren't you? A water pipe.
There's lots of things in my truck. Oh, there's my helicopter.
Oh, yes, do you remember that? The Lego helicopter. What's your face with it? On the Lego bricks there's a tiny propeller, isn't there? A little helicopter. Which Thomas is now blowing to make the propeller go round and round. You sound like a train gun. You've got to throw yourself out puffing all that, Thomas. Don't you? Oh, excuse me, I've just said not to do that.
Ooh, Papa Poopa!
What's that?
Papa Poopa!
Don't press that, please. Yeah. Right, that's off the Meccano police car, isn't it?
Got him.
That's off the Meccano police car. It's got in with the Lego. Thank you, I'll have that, please. Thank you. How is it? So you've put Nina's, you put your flashing lights on, haven't you?
The computer to look where the danger is.
Oh, I see. That's a little part of the fire engine as well, isn't it? But you're pretending it's a computer.
I need to sit in here.
Do you?
We got Percy. We only have... We only got one, two persons.
What is it you've got?
Two persons.
Two persons? Two people, do you mean? Mm. Two persons, two people. Mm. One person.
Look.
Two people.
Here's one that's doing the computer.
Yes.
And this.
Oh, that's good.
And this one is going to drive the fire engine.
Oh, that's really strange, isn't it? So the man who's normally the train driver is sitting in the trailer at the back with the computer equipment, and the fireman is sitting in the car. So we're not pretending he's a fireman, is he just a lorry driver?
Yeah. He's helping us today.
He's helping you today, right. Yes, Thomas, when you've got one person, it is one person. When you've got more than one, it's not persons, it's people. Okay?
What are you sorting out?
What am I talking about?
What are you sorting out?
What am I sorting out? Well, these are just little things I thought you could perhaps put in your trailer to carry around, but you look as if you've got plenty of things already.
Oh, yeah, well, I could. When I put the plates away, should I put those in?
You can do, certainly, yes. A fire engine or a delivery man?
Actually, I don't really know. Oh, yeah, do it.
He was in a rush, wasn't he?
Yeah, if there's a very rushing, they're rushing for something.
They're rushing for something.
Yeah, here's the pipe that I'm. Here's what I am.
What are you?
And then it's all
spoiled. Oh, listen. What can you hear outside?
Yeah. Guess what?
You're mending somebody's boiler? Yeah?
Mm.
And that's why you need pipes?
Mm.
Let's see.
Look, see my friends then.
No, you've got lots of tools in there. That's good, isn't it? So you could be a real boiler man.
Mm.
Don't make too much noise.
Put this in the central heating.
This is in the central heating?
Yeah. Bang, bang!
So I was told keep making noises.
I could do that, I could have, oh yeah.
What does that say? Yes, I need a, I can't find an F, an E.
Thomas Whiskers.
Sounds like Whiskers, Thomas.
Whiskers.
So he can't find it, an E, an F. You can play with them, yes. Look at this. What was that from? Is that a picture?
That was from my Easter egg.
Your Easter egg?
Mm.
Oh, right. That's what we've got here. We've got a piece of purple foil with holes punched out. And I remember something came home decorated with it. Let's see, it was an Easter egg, was it?
Oh, thank you, Thomas.
What's the matter?
Maybe we come as Thomas. Whisker.
Thomas Whisker? Well, I'll try and find a way. I'll try and spell Whisker while you're playing. Alright, they can change your name to Thomas Whisker. Which is a bit silly. No, I don't think we should play with that, Thomas.
Look, it's an illegal noise. I want to show you something. Look, I make this noise and I'm coming down.
It's an alien from outer space. Now, Janine might be listening to this. She might not want to ask any noise.
She might too.
She might too, yeah.
Never know, she might be trying to be for that brilliant noise.
Do you remember Janine bought you reflector?
Hot reflector.
You remember on your bike, your blue flashing light?
Mm.
And your handlebars?
Mm.
You go, do you not remember?
Mm.
You do remember. That was a jolly good present, wasn't it?
Oh, thing. I'm a bear.
Right, Thomas Whisker.
Whisker.
Good boy.
I'm going to be called Thomas Smelly.
Make Thomas Smelly. Make Thomas Smelly. Who you are, Smelly. No, I don't want that pumpkin. Could I have that pumpkin? Thomas, back please now. Thomas. Thank you.
Bye.
Is it, look, there's enough noise anyway with that. Don't make lots of noise on the floor. Please.
Look what. If I'm hot, look what I can do. If I'm hot.
Hello.
Take the roof off or open the roof.
I need another person. I need Mr. Punky.
Mr. Punky?
Mr. Woodford.
What's he from? Is he from the horse?
Mm-hmm.
He's the Lego man from the Lego horse, isn't he?
This is Mrs. Whiffy.
Mrs. Whiffy?
Oh, looks like Mrs. Whiffy.
What does Mrs. Whiffy look like?
She has a big thing in his light bulb. It's going to be a good thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I got 5 people.
Have you? What people have you got?
What's people? I've got one here. They put their hands. Some people put their hands up when they're very scared.
Do they? Why would they be very scared?
If we go underneath the ground.
Gosh, that's quite scary, isn't it? Is it dark under there?
Yes,
it is. Do you think it's very cold under there?
And guess what? Some people need to stand up.
Right.
No, that is scary.
It is because of you.
What?
Just a minute, Daddy wants to.
What's he want to do?
Looks like he wants to make a cup of coffee. Just stay there a minute.
Okay.
To know whether a new jar of coffee or. Oh, look, Thomas, there's a spider's cobweb here. You see it?
Oh, yeah.
Here's
this is a spider I found.
It might be. Oh, no, it can't be because I've hoovered since then. In fact, I've hoovered in here today, but I didn't.
The spider must be hiding underneath there.
Might be. I didn't hoover up there. I must admit, I've just hoovered the floor and the chairs.
I can leave if you hoover up there.
Oh, no, but the last time I had a cobweb, I did hoover up there. And I shall have to get the hoover out now to get rid of that cobweb, won't you?
Not straight now.
Right, you're saying before about it on the ground. Well,
I've got a helmet on for this one. Otherwise, she's going to jump off.
Is he really? Well, I was just thinking, if it's like a bridge.
Yeah.
When they're driving underground and they're standing up, I hope they don't bump their heads.
No, because that one's got a hat on. That's got a hat. That's got a hat on. And that's got a hat on. And this doesn't need a hat.
And he's got a hat anyway, hasn't he? That little red man?
No, he's not. We've all got hats. Well, except this one, because he's got a roof.
A roof. Oh, I see. Right, yes. So the fireman's wearing his helmet. The little man in the carriage, you say, doesn't need one because he's got a carriage roof. We've got the racing driver with a helmet.
No, it's not racing driver. It's number 2 team to jump down.
All right. A farmer with a cap and a train driver with a hat. Is that right? Talking of train drivers. Well, now is the train going past?
I think I can see. Move over this way again. I think I can see the right at the bottom. Well, that said Thomas.
It just says Thomas.
I think I can see right underneath. Yes, I can.
Whereabouts?
Right next to her.
And show me where. So I can't see it.
Where's it going?
No, I don't think so, do you?
Ooh. Oh, glad it's not underneath here.
I think it's warm or cold in the ground.
It's very, very, very windy.
Very windy under the ground, do you think so?
Yes, it is.
I'd be quite surprised if it was, because it's all sheltered, isn't it?
Oi, oi, let this lock in.
It could be quite breezy, I suppose, couldn't it?
Lovely. It is. It is. Can I feel how chilly it is on my hand?
Oh, yes.
They have a little picnic table. They have a picnic table.
Oh yes, I think you may. That sounds a little bit sexy. I tell you what, the farmer looks happy. He's sending me to go, hurrah, hurrah.
It is. Hurrah, 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 hurrah. You know why? Because we've won this.
You've won the cup in the racing car, haven't you? And what did you have to do to win the cup?
Be the bestest and smartest.
The bestest and smartest. Is that what you all are?
Open the back boot.
Open the back boot, you've opened the back of the trailer.
What does that say? Thomas Whisk.
No, it doesn't say Whisk. What does it say?
Thomas K.
What does it say?
Cat-a-ter.
Thomas?
Cat.
Thomas Cat. Thomas Cat.
I say what is good.
No, I couldn't do this. I couldn't find the right letters. I couldn't find the right letters.
Then?
I couldn't find the right letters. To spell whisker. I'm sorry.
No, I am called Whisker anyway.
That's all right, I can call you Whisker, can't I?
Yeah. It's hand time for the driver. It's very stiff when they're coming up. A little hint. Even a tractor needs to push it up.
Why are they going underground, Thomas?
Because we collect rubbish.
From underground?
Yeah.
Do you think you have some rubbish underground?
Yeah, you do. But if you're on the London train,
yeah,
and they might have the windows open, and they can throw rubbish packets out.
Oh no! Oh, I see. So when you say you're underground, you're actually do you mean you're on the London Underground, or do you mean you're just in an ordinary train tunnel?
Oh well, I'm not a train.
No,
I'm not.
You weren't. So are you going down a mine?
Yes, I am going.
I see. I think they do have little trains that sort of run along when you're in the mine.
And that's why I'm running along. What's the map mark?
I don't know.
Did it do yesterday?
Yes.
Did you see what did it? If it's a magic smell.
That would be a magic smell. Quite often. When you're playing in here with cars,
yeah,
then the wheels make marks on the floor.
But this isn't.
No, but it just does sometimes. And the same with the heels. You know, when you walk across the floor, sometimes heels make a mark on the floor. It's called the heel mark. It comes off when I clean.
Well, I go like this.
Yeah, it scrapes along the floor a bit.
I'm glad it does, because then it can show you the way out.
Yes, that's right.
And then,
that train driver still looks jolly happy because he's got his arms in the air. Is he a happy man?
Yeah. No, but it's not a train driver. Look, he's the train driver.
Oh, yeah, sorry, he's the farmer, isn't he?
Can I tell you something?
Yes,
sir. That's not a racing car, man. That's not a farm, that's not a racing car, man. That's not a fireman. That's not an old lady. And that's not a train driver.
Who are they all?
They're all detectives. All rubbish trucks.
They're all detectives or rubbish trucks?
All rubbish vendors.
Yeah. All rubbish collectors?
Yeah.
Oh.
Same rubbish vendors.
Rubbish vendors? Oh, what do you mean? They just go along collecting rubbish from the underground?
Yeah.
From underground?
Yeah.
Not from the underground, just from underground.
Yeah.
And what sorts of rubbish did you think we'd get? Crisp packets thrown out of train window?
Well, we've got hundreds of lolly sticks.
Oh, no. Naughty boy's eating lollies and then instead of keeping the stick in the pocket or putting it in the bin, puts it out of the windows.
Get the train floor in the bin, which was been right next to the other train station.
Oh, I see. But did they miss, or what happened, or was there not a bin there?
There was a bin there.
There was a bin there?
Someone stole it.
Oh, no.
And I thought they could see a bin there. There was actually a big rock.
Mm. So there's a big sign that said, please put your rubbish in the bin. And everybody would go and pass happily through the rubbish into what they thought was a bin, but the bin had been taken away.
Mm. Oh. But we entered and there was a big, big, big slimy rock underneath.
Was there?
Yes.
Ooh. What colour was it?
Blue.
A blue slimy rock?
Mm.
Oh dear.
They were disgusting when you needed to move it.
It was disgusting when you needed to move it? Why? What was underneath?
Because it was snails.
And slugs. Oh, slugs and snails and puppy dog tails. Slugs and snails.
A dog's tails.
Yes, excuse me, Mother, that's the rhyme, isn't it? What are little boys made of? No, what's little girls made of? Sugar and spice and all things nice. What are little boys made of? Slugs and snails and puppy dog's tails.
I'm not really.
You're not really made of slugs and snails and puppy dog's tails now, or not? Are you made of jelly? Are you made of jelly?
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought you were a jelly baby. Or are you made of Lego?
Yeah. That's what I call
Mr. Legley. Mr. Legley. That could be Lego and jelly. Mr. Legley. Legley.
Jiggly.
Jiggly. Or jello.
Or this thing, the floor.
Sorry?
This thing, the floor, it might be his claws and anything. Like this,
like water magic.
Did you see what it was?
No, I didn't know.
Someone must be acting magic.
You think somebody's acting magic?
Hmm. I wonder who.
I don't know.
Linda, Brian.
I think it's Linda O'Brien.
Mm.
Well, I'll work some magic later because I'll get cloth out and I'll wipe it up. Just a little mark on the floor. It'll come off with the cloth when I wipe it.
But it's not magic.
Well, it will be pretty magic because it's there now and it'll have gone when I wipe it, so that's magic.
No, it's not. It's cleaning.
Cleaning? Mm. Lots of magic happens in this house. We all eat our meals and get the plates dirty and I'm magical with it so I get nice clean plates again.
I used to clean.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had a big pile of dirty plates like we said, abracadabra.
Imagine if Tom said, let's turn Mum into a big slug and she did.
Poor Mum, mate. You wouldn't like Mummy as a slug.
It's like when I couldn't look to him.
So you could look to Mummy and really get a slimy slug.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't like that, would you?
No.
Don't mess with Purdy's bag from the space, I've told you what.
Well, what does this do?
Well, it hangs up.
What's that one?
Okay, so have you got any hiccups now?
Yeah. No one has Look, someone's dropped.
Oh, yes.
The wallet.
The wallet? Well, would that hook somehow onto the train? Think of a way that you could hook that onto the train. I don't know if it would go on then or not, do you?
Well, if we know, then we can know. We want to know. Hope it does. No.
No, I don't quite know how you're going to hook that on. I can't think how it would work really, Thomas. Is there anything from the fire engine it would hook onto?
Let me see.
What's happening? Are you all right with your pockets?
Oh no. I know.
Think it would hook onto there?
I don't think it will. You think? What do you think?
I doubt it very much.
Yeah, you won. Oh, let's just float away.
Will the balls of the chain go onto a piece of Lego, do you think?
No. I just need to kind of blow my hiccups away.
You can. To blow your Lego propeller again. And you hope that it's... Oh, no. That was an even louder hiccup than before. Would you have a sip of Mummy's tea and see if that takes it away? It's not hot. Just slowly. Have you got some tea? No, it's having a drink worked. Oh, no. Did it hiccup again then? Don't go in Purdy's bed, please.
Yes.
Oh dear, never mind, it'll go soon.
No, it is. Would you like to be underground? Would you like to be underground room?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Is it going to be very dark?
Yeah.
I think maybe you could put your needles on then just to guide the way, don't you?
Yeah.
You're taking the propellers with you. Doesn't seem to be going around as quickly that now. What's the problem? Thomas, don't do that.
That's it.
No, don't get something else out tonight, please. No. Yeah. Plenty of things.
What does that say?
Thomas, cat.
Something.
It's the letter P. I was going to spell Purdy, but I can't because we've so few letters.
Have you not got any more letters?
I've got plenty of letters, but not the right one that I need to spell. We could make traffic lights look
yeah.
Red.
Yellow.
Yeah.
And green.
And green, that's right.
Can I do this?
Yes.
It's the smallest.
Well, there's even an orange one, look. For Amber. There's an orange one there. That's not the red one, no, this is the orange one there.
No, this is orange.
I know, but compared to this, it's red. I would have said it was orange, but more than four crystal. And that one's about green. We've got a green one anywhere. That's the square, there's a green, green back there.
It's not a traffic. This is a traffic light. Take that away. Red.
What does red mean?
Stop.
What does umber mean? Wait a minute. Slowly. And what does green mean?
Go fast.
Go fast? Don't think it means go fast. I think it just means you can go, doesn't it?
No.
Stop. Wait a minute. Off you go. Purdy's got her nose right in that door, Mum.
Yeah.
Red, yellow, green. Stop, wait a minute. Puffy O.
It's still red.
Isn't it? Cousin.
It's poo there.
What do you mean there's poo there?
A poo is.
Poo is.
I think you know what's wrong.
What's wrong?
You need to bank it.
You need to put the propeller back on, do you? Thomas, be careful. Has it got a bit stuck?
Mm.
Oh dear, you think it was lasting a long time.
I'm going to
never
look at your...
It's not much luck. Be careful because you'll get right to the bottom of the cup. You can drink, so don't drink right to the bottom because it might be tea leaves, Thomas. Don't drink over there. That's all the clean ironing. Thomas, come away. Thomas, come here. If you spill it, it'll go all over that clean pan of ironing.
Can this kill slugs?
Is that cured in your cups? Don't think about it.
Nope.
No, don't think about it. Well, that's the end of the tea now, isn't it?
Give me a shock, I'm tired.
I'll give you a shock. Train's going without you.
What? No!
Shh. Was that a shock?
Listen.
Right, what you doing now? Going underground?
Putting pipes.
Putting pipes? Where are you putting the pipes?
Right here! And it's too much water, that's what happens.
Yes, what happens?
This.
Oh dear, the pipe's burst open because there's too much water. Oh dear, dear. That doesn't look very good, does it? What can you see?
Your toes.
My toes? Oh yes, well, those shoes are what I'm wearing in the house. They're a bit tattered, those, aren't they? A bit tattered and torn. They're very, very comfortable shoes. They're flat shoes and they're ideal to wear inside. But yes, there is a tiny hole at the toe, isn't there? Very scruffy shoes.
We forgot the pipes.
Did you not do any homework when you went down?
Yeah, I do.
You wanted to do some, did you?
Yeah.
What sort of repairs are you doing?
I'm going to put my hand right in the pipe. And it's smoking dirty water. This is drain water.
Ew, that sounds awful.
We usually lick our fingers after.
Thomas, you would not lick your fingers.
It's a
dirty bird. I know. Careful. Let's go. Just do it quietly on the floor, please.
No.
Looks like the racing car man and the other man have almost fallen into the middle of the picnic table. What's been going on?
No, I'm good.
Well, that's right, they're straight up. Why have they both got their hands in the air, Tommy?
Because they're cheering because they're going home and they want the moon.
That's what they do when it's home time.
Mm.
They say hip hip hooray.
Yeah, they do.
And do they have their tea when they get home?
Mm.
What are they having for tea?
Yay!
What are they having for tea?
Sausages and bacon. Either it, don't tell them.
Sausages and bacon? It's their favourite, is it?
Mm.
Why are we not telling them? We want it to be a surprise.
Mm. I do. Okay. Arjun, why did you give me this?
Do you think when they're getting their light, what they're giving?
I think when I say, little tango, I just want to eat it all up.
I think so.
Look, that comes to the pipe.
Oh, yes. Is that the computer one that's holding the pipe?
No, they twisted it.
So do you think on the way home the men are wondering what they've got for the meal?
Yeah. One said now, what are we having for meal? Tonight. From our meal.
Yeah.
No, I did not tell them. I told them roast beef and I hate roast beef.
You tell them roast beef and you hate it. So they like roast beef, Thomas, like I do.
No. No, the people don't. On the truck.
Oh, I see. But they not like it either.
No.
Who said you tell them roast beef and they really want roast beef? They're going to be very disappointed, aren't they, when they get home to find it isn't roast beef.
I always play tricks on them.
Do you? You play tricks on
them? Every single morning.
Oh, I see. Don't you think it's funny or do they get annoyed with you?
They're not annoyed.
Oh, that's annoying. I like playing tricks on people as long as they don't get fed up with you. And do they play tricks back with you?
Yeah, they do.
What sort of tricks do they play?
You can't smell the bottom.
What a mess.
What do they play?
I can see home!
I can see home!
Goodness, I wonder that one's gone right up to the top. So this is the way home now, and he's gone right to the top.
I can see home! It's a pepperoni! Ow!
He's gone to the top of the tower.
I can see home!
So as well as being able to see home, do you think he can smell dinner cooking?
Nope. Oh. He can see because it's up here.
Oops, I've just dropped the clock.
Yeah, that's in where I'm missing. Ooh! Clamber, jump. Sausages, yum!
Oh, they like that, won't they? How long have they been at work?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Mm.
So they've been to work for 20 minutes and they're coming home with great excitement and having a meal. It's hard to settle them down. They must be a bit like you then when you get tired.
Shut up!
Thomas, that's not nice.
That's what I was thinking. That's why
you please taste me. You certainly get a bit lonely, a bit giddy when you're tired, don't you?
Mum, look.
That's really clever. He's got ladders now to get up there.
Well, he's very clever, isn't he?
Yeah.
He might have ladders. Ah!
Oh, I hope he doesn't fall. If he falls, can I have his sausages, please? Because he won't want his sausages, will he?
Ah! That's it,
sausage.
Could you pick
up
the figurine feeder, please? That's cracked.
It's cracked.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Look, Mum. It's
holding
this and it goes, look, they can do.
Oh, yes.
What are those?
They're just little pegs, little coloured pegs that... Stick into the board.
Take the pink off.
No.
Take the pink off. I hate pink.
You don't hate pink.
Oh, no. Oh, look.
Pink, pink to make the boys wink.
Look, look. He's... I'll take him out. Look, he's... They got... The letters is gone.
Oh, no. Has he fallen?
And the truck's moving.
Oh, poor man, has he hurt himself?
Hershey's bottom.
Hershey's bottom, he looks like he's hurt his legs. He looks like he hasn't got any legs to me.
Sergeant!
Has he hurt his legs, Thomas?
Yeah. Sergeant, I'm back here. Okay, I'm coming, mate.
Did you say mate? How cruel was that? How cruel was it, thanks?
Very cruel. I could have not heard him. If I didn't hear him, what would be good of that?
You'd only got a tour, he'd be up there for days, wouldn't you?
Down there.
Oh, down there, yes, sorry, down there. What was talking of down there? I've just dropped another of these beads down there. No, it's okay, down there.
Do you not need number 8?
No, I didn't, thank you. I need to put it away in the box at the end.
We've got ladders.
Yes, you've got a very, very good thing there, Thomas. You're quite adventurous with your Lego, aren't you? Should we do repairing a bit?
Yeah, Mum.
Yes.
We have ladders to search up trees. We usually have. That's search up trees,
mate! And what do you do when you search up trees? What do you find?
We find lots of golden rubies.
Golden rubies? Gold and rubies? Or golden rubies?
Rubies.
Sorry, gold?
Rubies.
Did you say gold and rubies or golden rubies?
Golden rubies.
Golden rubies.
Let's search up the andenite.
Search up what?
Neanderthal.
Search up what?
Neanderthal.
The London Eye.
The
London Eye.
We're going to put the man. He forgot something.
It's a fantastic book out there. Do you know what it reminds me of, Thomas? You know those very big, tall cranes that you see? Well, they have a man on the top, don't they, working the controls, moving the arm around. First time I saw one of those, when I lived in Birmingham, there's this very, very, very tall crane. And I used to live in a high building when I was a student. And I was on like the 11th floor, and my bedroom window looked out onto a building site at one point, and the man in his crane was on the same level. So I used to watch him in the morning, he'd arrive from the building site. He'd have his hard hat on, and he'd get on the outside of the ladder, and he'd climb right to the top. And then he'd get in the special little box, and then he'd work the controls, and it would move the lift around. And I used to be so frightened, because sometimes in rainy, windy days, and he was walking up the ladder on the outside of this crane, the whole crane would be shaking. And one day, somebody, a crane driver, actually fell off. I didn't see it happen, but one of them fell right down in the middle of the crane. I don't know whether it was hurt, I presume it was hurt, I don't know anything about it. But I used to think it was frightening, but imagine, you know when we watch Brum and you see that view of the city centre? Imagine that crane driver would be able to look from his box and see the entire city, wouldn't he?
Nobody fell down.
Well, one of them fell down, I'm sure there was more than one. I don't know more than one fell down, I'm sure there was more than one crane driver. And that's what your little building of Lego reminds me of, because the man is sitting right at the top.
Oh, look, there's a crane.
Yes, the man is sitting right at the top of what is normally our train carriage, but today he's on a pile of Lego bricks, looking round, isn't he? Riding a crane. But they use those cranes an awful lot now to put up modern buildings, don't they? We watched it when we watched the flats being built in this street, didn't we? Remember that?
I'm building a crane.
You're making a crane?
With all the little bricks. Whoops.
We've really got into Lego, haven't we? We might go with Lego.
Look, I'm moving. Look, this is the crane.
Could you possibly just pass me that, please? What's in the confection? very smart brain, isn't it? Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
What was... How did the man fell off his ladder?
I don't know, I didn't see it happen, but I think he was... He was either climbing up or coming down, and he was just tripped and fell. He's taken in an ambulance.
How high was he?
I don't know, I didn't see it happen. I don't know whether he was a little way up the ladder or whether he was a long way up the ladder. I don't know, I wasn't there and I really can't remember now.
Mum, when you were looking at the crane, did it have ladders just up straight or curly ladders?
No, it had straight ladders. Well, I say ladders, it wasn't actually ladders, but if you look at those cranes,
mm-hmm.
Look at the, because the bit on the ground is sort of like a truck, isn't it? But it's the very tall bit that goes up is actually like scaffolding, and that's where they used to walk. Because I think he used to walk inside, there must have been something inside for him to hold on to, because you used to see him going up. And then when he got to the top in that little cab like you have now, he's got this huge arm on the crane. And that was where his controls went. And I do seem to remember seeing the man going up with his flask and his box of sandwiches. He used to have a little sack with him to go up there.
Did he drop his sack when he was falling?
Well, presumably, if the man going up that day had sandwiches, he would have said, I didn't see him fall, Thomas, I don't know. What shall I do? When I'm next talking to somebody who was there at the time, I'll ask them if they can remember the day the man fell off his crane.
It might even have pictures of it.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have pictures. Because they wouldn't have a camera when it wasn't planned that he would fall, he just fell. The funny thing was, we were watching a programme on the television one night, and it said that these wonderful cranes were being built in Germany, and that they would do marvellous things for building sites. And it was about 2 or 3 months afterwards that we all saw this being, it was a big yellow one, big crane, and we said, that's the crane that was on television. I'm not saying it was the same crane. And do you know what he did at Christmas?
No.
They put Christmas lights. They decorated the cab with twinkly lights. You know, like we have in the conservatory.
That fell off.
Yes. Yeah, well, ours have fallen down because there's that little woman.
Look.
Look,
the man's fell off his cab now.
At Christmas, it was all lit up in his cab. And I think he used to have a big advertising poster on his crane as well. I can't remember, Thomas, but the next time we go, there's usually Manchester City Centre usually has big cranes like that. Yellow and red ones, I seem to remember. We can have a look at the crane and just see if you can see where the man can walk up. And remind me to ask somebody, won't you? What happened?
Daddy
might like to go and see that crane. Don't show him what you think.
No, I need the wheels on it.
Yeah. And then I think we should start having a bath tomorrow. Sorry, it's late and it's... you're going to be too tired tomorrow. What do you think, then?
Look, Dad.
Just do this song. This is Thomas playing.
I'm sorry, it keeps going.
The lights will go off in a minute. This is your little keyboard, isn't it?
Biggly, biggly, bobbly, big.
Choose one more.
The piano would play it first, and then you had to play it. And then you was getting to bed. Get dressed, have a wee, and then into the bath place because it's
gone off.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. No, we don't play it with it now. Have your wee, please, and listen to the bath.
One more.
We'll choose one that we all know. So, how in my bucket? Which one's that one?
That's funny. Would you like this one?
Well, I want one we know, Thomas.
You know this one.
Okay. Before you get in the bathroom.
Don't need one.
Well, you try this.
Can we play Sweet Factories?
Well, there isn't going to be a lot of time tonight to play, look, because it's quite late when you
come. That's why we keep doing it.
Pardon?
We keep asking me to do that.
What?
Play that. Well, shall we play How to Make Wine?
How to make wine? Yes, we could play that.
Nice soapy bath,
is it? Nice suddy bath, is that what you said? Sudsy bath. Mm. Yes, lots of suds, don't miss it over the sun. Is the water nice and warm tonight?
Are you asking for some wine?
Oh, yes, please, if you're making some. What are you, the vineyard?
Pardon?
Are you the vineyard? Are you making the wine, or are you a shop or a cafe restaurant serving the wine?
I need to serve it.
So you're a wine bar, are you?
Mm.
You don't actually make the wine, you just uncork the
bottle? No, I just put it into a big pot and then we fill it up.
Right, okay. And then you serve it to customers, do you?
Mm.
I see. That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does it as women.
What do you mean it does it as women?
We like to drink wine.
Do you mean all women like to drink wine, or it's good if there are women in the restaurant who want to drink wine?
This is only a ladies' shop.
Oh, is it? Only ladies can come in and drink wine?
Mm.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's men. Loud men. Men can come in this shop if they work behind the bar.
Oh, I see. But only the people who work behind the bar can be men. You can't have men customers. I don't think that would be allowed, actually, Thomas.
Pardon?
I don't think that would be allowed. I don't think you'd be allowed to only serve ladies.
Well, we've only got wine in the store.
Well, men drink wine as well.
Okay. Only Peter doesn't drink wine.
Who doesn't?
Your dad.
Your dad, Peter? No, he doesn't, does he?
He can't come.
Well, he does occasionally, Thomas. He doesn't particularly care for the taste. But just because Daddy doesn't care for it doesn't mean that all men don't like it. Anyway, Daddy does drink wine occasionally.
Okay, he can come. Hello.
Hello.
Which wine would you like?
Could I have a glass of red wine, please?
You've got blue wine and green wine. Even pink wine.
Have you? Well, I've heard of white wine and red wine and rosé wine, which is pink, but I haven't heard of blue wine or green wine. Perhaps I'll try a glass of green wine, please.
You'd like blue too?
Well, I'll have a glass of green. If I feel all right, I might go on to a glass of blue, thank you.
If you don't like green, change to blue.
Okay. What's the green wine made from?
I don't like it, beer.
Oh, it's made from beer, is it? Oh, no, I quite like beer, Thomas.
Beer?
I like beer.
Oh. And it's the blue one's made of tablets.
Oh, is it? Oh, dear, I don't think I shall have that.
I mean, it's made of women's food.
Women's food? What's women's food?
You eat lots of things.
Oh, I see. Women eat lots of things, do they?
Yeah, Mum. And if you want it, you can have it.
Can I? What sort of things do women eat, Thomas?
Lots of things that Barbies like.
Oh, lots of things that Barbies like?
Mum.
What sort of things?
I show you when I burst out the cork.
Yes. Popped open the cork, have you?
Why would you like?
What sort of things are Barbie foods? That sounds like marshmallows and sweet, sticky things. Is it sugary things?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, the taste's grown every time I have it because it tastes like vitamins, it tastes like paracetamols.
Tastes like vitamins and tastes like paracetamol?
No, but they put juice and water and wine in.
Oh, I see.
They mix up together and then it's...
Right.
And it tastes
scrumptious. I don't think it's a good idea to have paracetamol in it. Children's paracetamol, you like the taste of that when you pour it, don't you?
Yeah.
Mind you, if you're very poor, you're trying to get any medicine into you, it's awful because you don't want to eat. And when you see a spoon coming towards you, you go, ooh, I don't want that. It's actually, paracetamol is very good. Well, the Calpol's very good to you. And you don't mind the taste of it, really, do you?
Yeah. I'm going to open the cork.
Now you pop open the cork.
Which one would you like?
I can't remember what I've had. Have I had green and blue?
You've not had blue yet.
Oh, I'll have blue then, please. This is a good blue.
It's not one you need to pay me. I'm thinking of a cheap price.
You're thinking of a cheap price, right?
I've only thought about one.
What's that?
9 pence.
Oh, that is a cheap price. Yes, I'll definitely have a glass of that then, thank you.
Would you like a biscuit?
Yes, I think I'd better have something to eat to soak up the wine, don't you?
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
You like sugar on it?
Oh, yes, please. Can I just move that glass because I don't want it to...
There you go.
The glass of wine is actually a plastic beaker from the bathroom filled with bath water, and the biscuit is the sponge covered in bubbles. Thank you. Could you just move that though? I don't want to go anywhere.
Okay.
Thank you. It's very nice. Here's my 9p. Well, look, there's 10p. Keep the penny change. Thank you.
Are you worth it?
Oh, yes, I've eaten it. Thank you. It's lovely. I haven't quite finished my wine yet though, because, you know, I have to sip that slowly. I can't just gulp it down.
Have you drunk it yet?
Yes, I have. It was very nice.
Pizza, pizza, pizza! Anyone open a cork? Would you like to see me open up one of my corks?
Yes, please.
It's very funny.
Why is it very funny?
I'm going to open one of my corks. Shall I show you?
Please.
Look.
Oh, yes. It's more like champagne.
Mm.
When the cork's popped on champagne, it goes... Psh! Isn't it all the
fizz? Lemonade
is nice and cork, especially if it's been shaken up.
I shake coke.
Well, you shouldn't do, because that wastes it, doesn't it? It's not nice, that, for whoever opens the bottle. And when it all spills, it wastes it, doesn't it? And if it falls, then you get all sticky and horrible.
There's a wife and your mum's and dad's.
That looks very nice, thank you.
Then in at the bottom down when I'm not over cork.
Do you serve any drinks that aren't wine?
I think I serve cake.
Oh, that's fine, yes. Do you know what those types of drinks are called, Thomas?
No.
Not wine and beer, things like that. Whiskey are all drinks that have alcohol in them.
Oh no, I just broke the cork.
Oh dear. And they're alcoholic drinks, but things like orange juice and coke and water and lemonade are non-alcoholic. Or soft drinks, that's just the word they call soft drinks.
Would you like some coke?
Yes, please.
And rock?
Well, I'd like a glass for my little boy Thomas, please. Actually, could I have a straw with this as well, please? Because he likes drinking straw.
Here's some things that you want. If you put some of this in, you can get taste lemonade.
Does it? That sounds good.
I'll just get your cup and the beaker.
Thank you.
New special job for me.
Yes.
You know that bell over there that's called tap?
Yes.
You know, just ring and then I'll say something. Can you? Hello, can you listen to me?
I'm listening.
Can you move your chairs and things? Because something's dangerous going to happen.
Oh dear, what's going to happen?
The boiler of our houses.
Yes.
My boiler's broke, so be careful, because, you know, men come in your house, or ladies.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous the van needs to come inside.
It's so dangerous that the van needs to come inside?
Yeah. So please drink out and eat outside, please.
Because it's raining outside.
But then it was sunshine.
Oh, right, okay then. Oh, yes, that will be a pleasure to eat and drink outside this evening, because it's so nice.
Thank you.
I hope you get your boiler sorted out.
I hope I do. I feel freezing.
Well, you just told me it's nice and sunny outside.
That's why I need to stay inside.
Oh, I see.
Straw. What's a straw? Like a funky straw.
A funky straw? Funky? What's a funky straw?
It's very funny.
Is it?
Can I show you it?
Yeah. Oh wow, that's funky.
Here it is.
I've heard of bendy straws, but not funky straws. That's a good word, that, Thomas, funky.
Have you drunk it?
I have, yes, thank you. Oh, when I say I have, it was for my little boy, Thomas, actually.
Have you drunk it?
Nearly, yes.
Yum, 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 yum. Have you drunk it yet?
I think he has, yes. I think he'd like to take the straw home with him, actually.
Okay. I'm going to put it in the bin, but shall I get another one?
Yes, please. Could he have a funky straw?
Yeah. Another funky. Tell him I've heard what yours is in the bin, but I'm going to get a new.
Getting a brand new one for him to take home, are you?
Look, here's a funny one. Look at it.
Oh, that's a funny straw. You like that. Nice blue one with all bubbles on it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Have you got home yet?
Oh, not yet, no.
Just pretend you have.
All right. Thomas, have you seen the straw that the man from the wine bar gave us? Especially for you. Look at it. That nice blue funky straw.
And then you said, Thomas said, where is it?
It's there.
Where is that?
You're sitting on it.
No, just pretend. You didn't see me because I was in a wine shop. So I was the wine barman.
You're the wine barman.
What have you seen, Mummy?
It's in my bag, darling.
Look in your bag, Mum. Let's see it. And you looked in your bag and it was not there.
It's not here. I left the shop with it. It's gone. I haven't left it on the bus.
Mummy.
There you go. Let's have a little tantrum.
A lost property. He won't look after straws and throw the straws in the bin.
What if it's such a funky straw and it's brand new? You might think, ah, this looks like a brand new straw. Shall we go back to the bus depot just to see?
And just pretend you remembered, oh yeah, I left it on the table and Thomas forgot to pick it up.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Tell you that to Dad.
All right. Do you think we could perhaps go back to the wine bar and get it?
Yes, you could. Come on, Thomas.
Oh, we've got to go out again. Right, come on then.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Vroom, vroom. Hello.
Hello. I forgot that wonderful straw that you gave me for my little boy. I left it on the table. Please, is it still there or may we have another?
Someone's put some whiskey in it.
Oh, well, I think we'd better have a new one, please, if you don't mind.
Can you smell whiskey?
I can, because it's for a little boy.
I bet you don't want to drink the whiskey.
I certainly don't. He's only four. Thank you. There we are, right, Thomas. Here's your nice straw. Please keep it safe. Okay.
I just pretend you went home again and Thomas said, I've lost it.
Do you know what Mummy would say?
No.
Tough. Well, look.
And then you looked in your bag and it was not there again.
No, it's not there, Thomas. We've left it again.
Then he asked Dad.
And then Dad is out.
Can you went in a taxi?
Pop back to the shop?
Mm.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go back in the taxi to the shop again, Thomas.
No, but if he says, I want the straw!
Well, I'll just say, well, I'm sorry. We've made two trips, we have to be more careful with things in future. If we don't look after them, we'll lose them, then.
What's that?
Can't have them.
And then he said, that's the wine van man's shop. Found. Hello.
Hello.
And not Peter, your dad.
Hello.
And the wine man on the door.
Have you got the straw that we left?
I might have found this, might be yours.
Oh, it is. Thank you so much. Thomas was just getting upset and I said to him, well, it's hard luck. If we've left it again, we can't make another trip. So thank you so much, Mr. Wine Man.
And then, just pretend, when I was walking down the street, he said, hey, where is it, Mum? And then he looked on the side of the doormat.
And there it was.
There it was, not there.
Because the little wine man had taken him back with him accidentally.
Mm.
Oh, dear. And then, come on, Tom, we've got to stop playing now. We have lived it for a night. Come on.
Can I wash up all my dirty bottles?
Yes, just put them to one side, please, and then we'll have a
quick one. No, wash the top.
That's right, so wash them all out, please.
No, I'm going to wash this. I'm going to wash this.
Right, that's it. Thank you. Could you sit back, please?
This is freezing feel.
Right, sit back, please. Mm-hmm. Quick wash. You've been playing in the bath for a while, so at least you've got pretty clean, weren't you? Thomas, put it down, please. We must get to bed very quick because this morning you were so tired. I have a job to get you off to bed.
Tomorrow.
And I don't want that happening again.
Tomorrow.
Stand up, please. Stand up, please.
Tomorrow night. And you're not telling the train the people that I'm not telling. Tonight.
Sit down, please.
I know how. Multi vehicle day.
The multi vehicle day? What's that mean?
Multi vehicle.
What do you mean? What's a multi-vehicle day?
I said a multi-vehicle.
Oh, an emergency vehicle day. Sorry.
It's Toy Day tomorrow.
Is it?
Yes. It is. Can I bring a toy in?
What do you have to say?
me just rinse you. Put your head straight in.
It's so sunny. 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 It